This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Regional and national environmental groups have joined Ponderay County officials in challenging an underground wastewater disposal permit that benefits the Montana Renewables biorefinery in Great Falls. The group also wants to know what exactly is in Montana Renewables wastewater, but the company won't tell them. The petition concerns two unproductive oil wells near Lake Francis in a small remote county in north-central Montana. On May 1st, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency approved permits for the wells to be used as underground wastewater injection sites. The permits went to the owner of the wells, Cutbank-based Montalban Oil and Gas. Montana Renewables is the sole source of the wastewater, which comes from the Montana Renewables biorefinery in Great Falls, a subsidiary of Calumet. The company has been shipping its wastewater to a permitted disposal site in Idaho, and the potential for a new disposal site in Ponderay County drastically cuts that trucking route. Notably, Montana Renewables got a $1.67 billion loan guarantee to expand the Great Falls refinery facility to include an on-site wastewater disposal site, but the company doesn't want its own wastewater there. The Montana Renewables biorefinery in Great Falls has said that its wastewater is non-hazardous, but it comes from a pretreatment unit that processes renewable feedstocks or source materials before turning them into fuel. Feedstocks include agricultural products such as seed oils and animal fats. An environmental assessment described the process as turbulent mixing of the feedstocks with a water and citric acid wash at temperatures up to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. The injection sites, the two unproductive oil wells, are more than 3,400 feet, or about 3/4 of a mile below ground in the Madison Aquifer. Permit documents describe the underground water as of poor quality. The EPA determined that this region of the aquifer is not a valuable potential source of drinking water now or in the future. In approving the permits, the EPA granted an exemption from the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act for 6.6 square miles of the Madison Aquifer at the bottom of the wells. The lawsuit challenges that EPA exemption. The petition filed in federal court disputes the EPA's determination that Ponderay County will never need water from its own nearby deep underground aquifer, and the petitioners say that the EPA was incorrect in finding that the industrial wastewater would not contaminate more shallow aquifers. The groups also disagree with the EPA's assessment that the disposal sites could never be a viable source of drinking water for Ponderay County residents, farmers, and ranchers, who might indeed need the water, especially as prolonged drought continues to affect area agriculture. Ponderay County Commissioner Zane Drzezinski said, "The EPA relied on an outdated model and wildly inaccurate assumptions about the geology, water quality, and economic viability of the Madison Aquifer as a source of drinking water in reaching its short-sighted decision to permit Montana Renewables to pollute this aquifer." The petition was filed on behalf of Ponderay County and environmental groups, including the Glacier Two Medicine Alliance, the Golden Triangle Resource Council, and the Madison Aquifer Coalition. Permit documents for the injection wells say that the wastewater contains phosphorus, nitrogen, salts, and other impurities. Ponderay County officials have been asking for a more specific scientific inquiry into the contents of the wastewater. At the initial public meeting in January 2024, Montana Renewables CEO Bruce Fleming claimed the wastewater was so clean you could drink it, Ponderay County Sanitarian Corinne Rose said. Yet they refused to provide the county with a sample, and the lab results they provided the EPA indicate this wastewater is nasty stuff. Before any of this high-strength industrial wastewater is dumped in our aquifer, we want to see the EPA require more transparency, testing, and monitoring. Not only are Ponderay County officials fighting the polluting of their underground water aquifer, but they're also asking, why us? Ponderay County officials have called on the Montana Renewables Refinery to fast-track its own on-site wastewater treatment facility in Great Falls. On-site treatment was part of Montana Renewables' plan from the start, as part of that $1.67 billion loan guarantee from the U.S. Department of Energy. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.